This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
I love cows.
Take me out, Mom. How about that?
I'm 40.
At the club 1080.
Yep, you can feel it kind of harden, and then you just yank.
I love COVID.
He did a lot of it.
And we spelled program. P-R-O-G-U-M.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out. Anyone getting a sports win?
Head coach?
God. What?
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, Zampik, you know.
People still, is Zampik still sweeping the nation?
I don't know.
Is that still a thing, or have we figured out that's killing people yet?
I'm not sure about that.
Twitter thinks that Nurk is on Ozempic. Nurkic, he's lost a lot of weight this offseason.
He got the Ozempic face.
That's what they're saying.
So anytime anybody loses weight.
Yeah, it's like Ozempic.
Quickly.
Yeah. Quickly. And they have the sunken in.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cheekbones.
Yeah. Yeah. I just have a sinking feeling. It's just, in a couple years, mark my words, we're going to find out that stuff's up. That's not good for
it. It'll be like Teflon.
Yeah, something's going to happen. I just hear so many horror stories on that thing. It's like, yeah, it makes me feel really nauseous and have an upset stomach all the time, but I'm losing weight. Yeah, because you're not eating. And then, like, there's another one where it's like you're losing muscle mass, too.
What does it do? Like, just suppresses your appetite?
That's the thing. I was asking my doctor about it because so many people want to do it. And he's like, I don't know if they are 100% sure why it works.
But it's a drug for something else, though.
It's a drug for, like, diabetes.
Oh.
I think it's a diabetes drug. But then people without diabetes are just getting their hands on it. And, like, everyone wants it because, like, you know, the magic pill. If you ever figured out, it's like the Viagra thing. If you figured out how to give someone a boner, someone hair, someone bigger up tops, or lose weight, like, you made a gajillion dollars. And I don't think that's what Ozempic started out, and what the other one is, what the semi-glutide thing or whatever. I think that's what the generic is. But they're just, everyone and their grandmother wants it. Even people that aren't really that overweight. They're just like, what, I can lose 20 pounds? And it's like, I don't have to diet or, like, do anything. I can just take this drug. You're like,
that's it, right there, as long as it's easy.
Yeah.
So far I've got 5-1 count fantasy football winning versus your team in the Super Bowl. 5 say they want the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
And only 1 sellout Seahawks fan says he would take the fantasy football championship money.
Well, there's another one that says, I don't really have a team.
Yeah.
He just plays fantasy football, so fantasy all day.
Well, I didn't count him because he doesn't have a team.
Yeah.
So it's 5-1.
Well, that was kind of my point.
Unscientific
poll. But that's what I was wondering. How many of those people that play fantasy football don't have diehard teams anymore because they just follow football?
Just another reason to love the NFL.
Yeah.
another reason to get into the NFL. You don't even have to have a team.
I mean, if I played fantasy football, which I don't, I would take it because I don't have a team that I...
Samesies.
Yeah, I don't have a team that I particularly root for. Right now, I would say it's the Lions because I love me some fighting Dan Campbells. But, like, if Campbell gets fired a year or two from now and the Lions have a completely different team, I'm not, you know, like, go Lions. I really enjoy the sports free agency. I love that about football is that I have the ability to kind of drift and float. You're like, oh, that's a fun story over there. It's easy to get behind.
So do you, how do you feel about celebrity endorsements when it comes to presidential candidates?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm fascinated that anyone would make their decision based on who The Rock likes, but hey, right. People make their decisions on who they're going to vote for way dumber reasons than a celebrity. I mean, they just do. Like, he seems untrustworthy. What about him? I don't know. It's something about his eyebrows. Like, we just, very few people from a percentage standpoint actually make an informed judgment. So I suppose a celebrity endorsement's just as good as any other reason.
Well, you have Taylor Swift out there.
Yeah, the Swifties.
There are some others. But this one I thought was really funny because, well, to your point, like, what? These guys are endorsed? Like, do we really need to know who these guys are voting for?
Yes, we do.
And it is none other than Violent J from Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, all right. Those guys are still around?
They got to tell the Juggalos what to do.
Hey, those Juggalos, man, get out and vote.
There are a lot of Juggalos, I found out.
Yes.
And apparently, it's a big deal what these two clown-faced guys say.
Really?
You got to earn the Juggalo vote.
Yeah. I'm guessing, and this is just...
So do you know who they picked?
I don't, but I'm going to take a guess, because Eminem, who is, he feuds with the Juggalos.
Oh, okay.
Eminem and the Insane Clown Posse, they're both from Michigan, Detroit, and they hate each other. So Eminem spoke at the Harris rally mm-hmm. the other day, mm-hmm. so I'm guessing that just based on that, is it Shaggy 2 Dope? And Violent J?
Violent J and...
I think it's Shaggy 2 Dope.
Is that it? Okay. Look at you. You know you're Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. I think.
It doesn't say it on here.
So
maybe
just Violent J?
Violent J.
I'm guessing that they're going Trump just because Eminem is Harris.
They're not.
No.
Nope. They are... Violent J has endorsed Kamala Harris.
Do you want that endorsement?
For president.
I don't know. But, hey, well, kudos to the Eminem and the Insane Clown Posse for finding some common ground.
I mean, what? Like, Insane Clown? Like, did you really need to release that?
I mean, I don't.
And now it's making news.
Well, we're talking about it.
Well, it's because it's so absurd.
The Undertaker came out in favor of Trump.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you could tell that when on the Vince McMahon.
Well, that's because Trump went on his podcast, right? Or I guess maybe he was going to do that anyways.
Well, McMahon is a Trump guy. Vince, right?
His wife was in the Trump cabinet.
Yeah.
His wife was like small business
secretary. And if you watch that, Vince McMahon documentary, which is really good, on Netflix, I think.
Yes. I did finish that, by the way. It's
really good.
It's jarring.
Yeah, one of the... Well, there are several Vince McMahon... advocates in there, and the Undertaker is the main one.
Yeah,
like he loves Vince McMahon.
Yes,
so that doesn't surprise me.
No, yeah, he's a Trumper. Look, it is kind of funny, not that this means anything at all, because who cares? But it is kind of adorable when the Trumpies try to roll out their celebrities versus the left. The left has they have everybody.
Didn't they bring Antonio Brown out in Pennsylvania?
Yes, Antonio Brown.
Yeah. No way.
Yes, Antonio Brown spoke.
Who has he has a whole Twitter thing where he nominates the
honky or cracker,
the cracker of the day, and he's like, I'm so happy to be out here for the cracker of the day, Donald Trump. Like, I mean, yeah.
Is this all real?
It's real.
This is real.
Antonio
life.
Brown spoke at that rally. And so it's like, so they'll be like, yeah, well, they may have Taylor Swift and Beyonce and Bruce Springsteen, but a bunch of no talent ass clowns we have Ted Nugent and Kid Rock. And you're like, what? Like,
they had Amber Rose too. Remember that?
Yeah. It's just, it's weird.
Whoa.
Like, just, you don't have any of those people.
Yeah,
who
cares?
Like, you know, like, you can't roll out dog crap and be like, look at what we have. Just be like, yeah, we don't need celebrities. Like, that's, you, Scott Baio? Like, what? Like, if you pull up to like a car show and someone's driving like a 7 Series BMW and you roll up in your Pinto and you're like, what's up, bitches? Yeah, you may have that, but check out this. Like, you can't do it. Just don't compare. It's not a big deal.
If it's not an arms race you can win, don't run the race.
Yeah. Amber Rose, Antonio Brown, and The Undertaker? I think the only one that I've seen is like, who's the, Dennis Quaid. He seemed like a fairly reasonable guy. I was like, all right, that makes sense. Dennis
Quaid. If he's anything like Randy.
Well, Dennis Quaid has never struck me as like, oh my God, like Dennis Quaid. So at least you got that.
Well, yeah. And you have, who's the Angelina Jolie's dad?
Oh, John
he's
Voight.
He's a big.
Yeah, there you go. You got Voight.
You got him.
That's
and then
fine.
There's another one too.
Well, they're running out Danica Patrick a bunch. Have you seen what Danica Patrick's been up to?
She's looking good.
Dude, she's got a podcast where she's talking about reptile people and...
Oh, yeah, we played that audio.
Yeah. Dude, Danica Patrick is insane. Like, she believes that there's alien, like, reptile overlords, and they're, like, wearing human masks, and dude, she's all down this rabbit hole. And now you're rolling out her, it's like, whoa.
Kelsey Grammer, I think, is... Well, he's Republican. I don't know if he's a Trump guy, but...
So, I mean, it's...
So, in the last month, Trump's got Dennis Quaid, Harrison Butker.
Oh, see, there you go. Again, at least you got a, you know, it's NFL
Danica,
guy
who you
is
mentioned.
Relevant. It just seems odd that you're scraping that barrel real, real thin, and then you're trying to make it seem like those people...
Yeah, Kane and The Undertaker.
Yeah,
just...
your response should be like, it's a bunch of leftist, liberal, hippie Hollywood crap. Screw those guys. Not... Well, you know what? Bunch of no-talent people live there. Look who we got. Like, that's a rough that's
Antonio
a rough
Brown and Le'Veon Bell. So.
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown should not be speaking at anyone's event. It's like one of the worst human beings.
He's the ultimate loose cannon.
He's such a moron. Oh, no, maybe Danica Patrick.
All right.
Go listen to some of the stuff that she's been spouting lately. It's terrifying.
Well, let's spout some... new music.
Do we have to?
We do.
It's actually political in nature.
It is, yep. There is a statement with Motley Crue's new single.
Boy.
The song is called Canceled.
I saw them on a farewell tour like 15 years ago.
Not so fast.
They're back.
That's next on The Fan. Well, everyone's favorite rock band, Motley Crue, is back.
yes, the greatness that is Motley Crue. It's being a legacy band has to be a little weird. I mean, look, you get paid and, you know, whatever. Like, I'm sure that's a great life, but boy, isn't it weird to know that no one wants to hear anything from you since 1989? Like, the last time Motley Crue had a hit was,
well,
how many years ago?
I don't know how much have they been putting out. I mean, this is new. This you're about to hear their new single, but have they been putting out new stuff?
I don't know. Again, maybe that's the thing. Is like they're just legacy bands.
I think they just tour.
Yeah, because like no one wants to hear from you.
Well, not only that, but they're not any good.
No, they're
so
terrible.
It's like that's kind of the telltale sign. Like if you're 20 years later, you're still putting out stuff and it's pretty good. It's like, oh, that's good act.
Yeah, the Saints of Los Angeles was their last album, and that was released, which, by the way, I've never even heard of, June 24th, 2008.
2008 was their last album?
2008 was their last
album. So this is an EP.
Okay, so it's just a few singles,
It's a
right?
couple songs, yeah, three songs, I think.
Yeah.
And they've got one of the songs is a cover of Fight for Your Right.
Naturally.
What?
Okay. Which I don't know that...
Is there a Trump tie-in there?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't heard that one yet.
Or just big fans of the Beasties.
I would imagine there's some sort of statement being made there, but this is called Canceled.
Gosh. By the way, Saints of Los Angeles has a song called the MF'er of the Year. Sure, it's a great hit.
Yeah, and I've got the lyrics of Canceled here, just in case you can't tell what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play it for you, and I want you to give me your honest feedback about this new hit single.
Talk to me.
From Motley Crue, Canceled. Doing so far?
Sounds just like Motley Crue.
Sounds like the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Okay, well, there, there is Canceled by Motley Crue.
Didn't know we had an explicit version on our hands.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So I do see it here now that I'm reading through the lyrics. Yeah. But yeah, woke up.
Well,
in
we hit the dump button. We're going to find out if it worked.
Yeah.
Woke up in the morning, just got canceled. Daily Mail is such a handful. Take a shot, throw a hand grenade. Monkeys on the internet, got it made. I don't know what any of that means. Watch your words, good Lord, got canceled. Riot in the Capitol, press in a grapple.
Ah, yeah, I'm sure it's going to...
It's a quality line.
I'm sure it's going to be a monster hit for them.
TikTok videos smell like landfill. Watch your ass, you might get canceled. Who wrote that?
I think
you think Vince wrote that?
No, I think Nikki writes all of their songs.
Even worse.
Yeah, I think Nikki Six is the one that writes all their stuff. The bass player.
Well, what do you think?
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's
sounded like. I mean, that was classic Vince Neil. Exhibit. He doesn't sound that bad.
He sounds horrible. What are you talking about? He sounds horrible.
You know, he's never sounded good. That's Vince Neil,
and that is as produced as you can get.
Did you get the isolated vocals of him?
I'm working on that now.
Yeah, it's really rough. I saw them a number of years ago on whatever was supposed to be their farewell tour, which clearly it's not. And it is bad. Vince Neil weighs like 300 pounds. Like, he's just out of breath. And like I said, he's lip syncing to his own music. And the worst part is he gets so winded, like when he's trying to run around stage, that he can't sing. So he kind of like bends over. But the music, like, it's still coming out, like, because it's a backing vocal. He's not even trying to hide it.
Well, he made it to 63.
Is he 63?
Yeah.
All right.
You'd trade lives with him.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Vince.
Go back into the day.
Oh, gosh, dude.
You were Vince freaking Neil?
Dude, those guys in Motley Crue, they lived the life. They absolutely lived the life. Those guys have had more fun and more debauchery. And for their moment, they were great. And it's a great nostalgia band. I mean, I went and saw them. I was like, Too Fast for Love. Let's go. Yeah. I mean,
they got some good songs.
Shout of the Devil is great.
I like Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah, dude. Smoking in the Boys Room and all that. Dude, Motley Crue was greatness for like 5 years in the 80s. And, you know,
Kickstart My Heart.
There you go.
I regret to inform you, there are too many bleeps involved to do a Vince Neil isolated audio situation here.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound great, though.
All right.
Unless we can find a clean, isolated audio Vince Neil, which I haven't found yet.
Sure, we haven't been popular in 30 years and our genre is dead, but damn it, we're not changing our sound.
Could they even replace Vince Neil? I feel like they couldn't.
I thought they tried.
They did?
I think
Who took over?
They hated, like, Vince, and they all hate him. And I think Vince went away because they were making fun of him for being fat and old, and they replaced him with, I think they replaced him with the lead singer of Extreme or something. And it didn't go well. And they brought him back. And you know. They just go get like Bret Michaels and throw him in there. It's a rough concert. I'm sure they'll tour again because why not? Like, you know, I mean, someone will pay to go see it, but it's rough. It's like you see David Lee Roth and you see like Vince Neil now. I mean, it is, the 80s have not been kind.
Well, look, they partied.
They partied, yes. And to answer your question, any of those people, would you trade lives? Yeah. Can you imagine the things David Lee Roth and Vince Neil and the rest of those 80 bros, even the Bret Michaels of the world.
Okay, so I'll give you David Lee Roth, yeah. Vince Neil, Bret Michaels, or... I'm trying to think. I would say James Hetfield, but I'm not going to throw him in there.
By the way...
Because you would take him.
Well, I love that... I always get this a lot because people are like, yeah, Metallica. Metallica puts out music that still sells, tops the charts, and they're the largest rock touring group in the world still. No offense, but let's not take Motley Crue's EP here and their sad, pathetic 10,000 like arena tours. I saw Metallica 2 months ago or whatever it was, a month ago in Mexico City with 200,000 people, and they did it four nights in a row. So no offense.
Somebody's a little sensey.
I just love the people that try to compare Metallica to Motley Crue.
Okay, so I'll go Axl Rose. So I'll go Axl,
yeah.
Vince, David Lee Roth, Michaels.
Yeah.
You have to pick one. Forget Bret Michaels. Steven Tyler.
Ooh.
Steven Tyler, yeah. Axl Rose, yeah. Vince Neil, David Lee Roth, whose life you taking?
And I got to take everything. I got to take all the insanity. Yep. I got to take all, I'm taking Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I think he wins too.
Steven seems...
It's either him or David Lee Roth, but he's crazy.
He's crazy. And they all are to an extent, but Steven, Steven seems the least bat-ass crazy of all of them.
So what if I only gave you Axl Rose or Vince Neil?
I'd take Axl Rose.
See, I'd go Vince.
You go Vince?
Yeah.
Dude, Axl's a piece of work. But Axl's so much better. Or at least he was.
He was.
He's not anymore either. He's all fat and can't sing. He blew out his voice too. Yeah, none of that stuff aged well. None of it. I'm trying to think if there's any of the bands in that genre that ever aged well.
What about David Lee Roth or Ozzy Osbourne?
You
have to take one of their lives.
I think I would take David Lee Roth.
God.
Ozzy is just... You can't take Ozzy.
I don't think you can.
What is his blood made of at this point? Like, it's not human blood anymore, is it?
You know, there is one...
It's tiger blood, like Charlie Sheen talked
something.
About.
There's one 80s rocker... Who tops them all?
Yeah,
and I don't mean in just by way of like music or anything. He's good, but he's perfectly normal and cool.
Who?
There's one.
Who?
And he seems pretty sober. Alice Cooper.
Yes, Cooper does. Like he plays golf,
great.
And yeah.
He's a huge golfer.
Yeah.
He lives around here, I think, doesn't he?
I don't know, but yes, he seems to have a pretty good sense of humor about himself. And
yeah, he's great.
Yeah, that is of all the people that like made it out okay,
that's the one,
Alice Cooper.
And he was pretty edgy back in the day.
Oh yeah, Alice was. You know who else is like that? Is Rob Zombie. I know it's not the genre because Rob Zombie wasn't like 80s metal, but. You know,
is he normal now?
Dude, Rob Zombie is really a sharp guy. Listen to an interview with him. Very self-deprecating, very sharp. He directs a bunch of movies now.
Really?
Yeah, Rob Zombie is a cool dude. Like, you would never... Huh. Like, anytime I listen to an interview with that guy, I'm like, dude, you would never see this coming. Yeah, he has his S together. He's not all screwed up. Yeah, he's a sharp cookie. Rob freaking Zombie. He's out there making like House of a Thousand Corpses and remade the Halloween movies. Like he mostly is a director now. He does music kind of on the side.
What was he known for? What was their big
musically?
Yeah. What was their big? Didn't they have?
Yeah, like they had the.
What was their song?
More Human Than Human was probably their biggest.
Oh, that's what it was.
Was their biggest hit.
But what was the band?
White Zombie and then
White
Rob Zombie.
Yeah, that's right. Rob Zombie, the lead singer of White Zombie.
Yes, and. when you, and then they had what, Dragula 2000, I think was the other one. And I've seen him in concert, and it's a fun kind of little, it's a fun little show to go to. But like Rob's kind of in on the bit, like the whole imagery and stuff. It's kind of almost like Kiss in some ways.
You know who's a kick-ass rock star? And I will hear nothing. I will just not listen to slander of this person.
Yeah.
The great Joan Jett.
Oh, absolutely.
She is so awesome.
Yes.
And if you think about what she probably had to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the day, being a woman, a few ladies. And she's just she's just a badass.
Yeah. And when you hear, like, again, you hear interviews and stuff with her,
she's cool.
She's freaking awesome.
Yeah, she shreds.
Dave Grohl swears by her. He loves Joan Jett.
Yeah, she's, talks about her she's all the time.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'd like to see more of her out there. She's probably getting old now.
I don't know. She might be on that
66.
She might be on the small circuit, county fair stuff.
I'd go see her Absolutely. If she were rocking.
Yeah. Billy Idol said probably aged pretty well from that era.
Well, he's doing nationwide commercials or whatever.
Yeah. Same thing. He's got a good little sense of humor about it. Seems to have not gone off the deep end. Dee Snider. Yeah, the Twisted Sister guy.
Yeah, he's a radio host.
Yeah. Again, just seems, and I think he's always been a clean and sober guy. Turns out that like 30 years of massive drug use is probably not great for you. Well, did you see the One Direction singer that fell off the balcony?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what was in that guy's system?
No.
Oh my God. And they have photos of the hotel room. Dude, that dude was on cocaine.
That hotel room looked like a trap house.
Yeah.
It was
rough. That dude was taking everything. He was on cocaine, ecstasy, ketamine.
Freebasing stuff.
Yeah, like, some low grades or like horse tranquilizers, this other stuff called like pink cocaine, which is like a mix of everything. Lamar Odom. Someone asked Lamar Odom because I guess he had done this pink cocaine, which is like this mixture of all these different drugs. It's like a Skittles grab bag, all these drugs. Lamar Odom was like, he gave an interview. He goes, I've done all the drugs. And he goes, let me tell you, that is by far the worst. He goes, you do that pink cocaine. Oh, there's some meth mixed in there too. And he just goes, you can't comprehend how bad it is. You just start hearing voices and seeing things. And so... Yeah, he may have had a little Peter Pan moment on the balcony. I had no idea what the hell was going on.
You know, he has a kid.
Really?
Yeah, 7-year-old kid.
There's speculation that he was so messed up that he might not have even actually known what he was doing. Yeah. He was trying to jump into the pool, but it wasn't like it could have been a fall, lots of different
things. But yeah, they show the hotel room and like everything is just smashed and there's foil and needles.
There's like
and
broken
pipes.
TVs. Dude, there's just been a rock concert in there. Yeah.
He was trying to live out like a Motley Crue 1980s party.
Well, guys, it's the end of an era. That story next. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Well, we lost two of our darling olds recently. Jace.
Did?
Yeah, the oldest living person in the United States has died. She was 115.
That probably is what happens when you are the oldest person. I'm guessing you don't get to hold on to that crown very long.
Her name is Elizabeth Elizabeth Francis. Mm. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of her.
Rest in peace, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Now, you always talk about how super old people just look so sad and miserable.
And once in a while, though, you see one, though, and you're like, hey,
she look great. I mean, she's not all that bad.
So that's 100, you said what?
She's 115.
That's great, yeah. For 115.
She's got a nice wig on.
Yeah, yeah. I can get down with that.
Would you?
Well, you know, what if I was like 110, you know? Look, for 115, most of the time when you see those people, they just look like they've been dead for like 20 years. She looks really good. I bet she was a looker when she was young.
Her daughter is 96.
Gosh. Can you imagine being 96 years old and then you're talking about going to see your mom? People are like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You're doing bits.
That's crazy.
96?
Waiting that long for the inheritance?
Yeah. You're like, listen here, you old bag. Kick off already. Although, you got to feel good if you're anyone in that bloodline, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
The genetics, you know, start saving now because you won't be here for a while. 96 years old.
Yeah, and the other one is the 108-year-old lady who was running. I don't know if she was running marathons. She has passed.
Mm. She was a 108-year-old.
She was a sprinter, yeah.
Sprinter.
Well, she started running.
Oh, look at that. Julie Hawkins?
Is she the cutest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, that's adorable.
She started running at age 100.
Well, good for her. It's never too late, dude. That is adorable.
So she's like, I'm 100. I need to do something. I need to stay active. I'm going to start running. And so she went on to set world records and win gold medals. They nicknamed her Hurricane. Her name's Julie Hawkins. And she puts like a little...
Like a beret?
Flower behind her ear.
Is that what that is? Yeah, it's got a little something in her hair.
And she sprints. She beats even all the dudes.
I'm sorry. I want to run.
I don't know what that... I don't know what that is. It's not really sprinting, but it's cute as the...
it's old person sprinting. That's what that looks like.
I do like when you see the old people games and you watch the runners. It's pretty cute.
So she won the gold in the 50 and the 100.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
She has passed. Mm. She has left this plane.
108 years old.
Yeah.
That's not sad because, again, you're 108, and that means you won. But the world's a worse place because she seems like she's greatness.
It's so hard to wrap your head around that. So she's 108. The other lady was 115.
Yeah.
And we think of them...
1916.
Yeah, we think of them as kind of the same. You know, just super, super, you know, old...
Yeah.
What do they call them? Centenarians or whatever?
Yeah.
But 7 years between the two, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
Think of all the things that happened in 7 years.
I just can't... I mean, I guess it would be now, too. If you lived to be that old. I just, when people are that, I think about what you lived through.
Yeah.
From 1916, so you probably started figuring stuff out, what, around five, you can start remembering things.
Early 20s.
Right? Isn't that about when, like, you don't remember anything from when you were, like, three.
No, it's like four or five.
Yeah, four or five. So, starting in 1920, so just after World War One, is World War One ended in, what, like, 1918, 1919? Something like that. So right after World War One, she was alive during World War One, but wouldn't have remembered it.
Well, the other lady was
she was born
in 1908.
So she would have remembered.
So she would remember the Depression. She'd remembered.
She lived through both World Wars,
yep.
The Great Depression, and she's a black lady.
Yeah.
So she lived through the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah.
Women's suffrage. How about that one? right? I mean,
probably had a pretty good perspective.
Yeah, that is that's crazy. To see that, and you wonder what like if we lived to be 100, or you lived to be 110, like what would you have seen? So like in our life, in the 40 ish years that we've been around, I mean, what would you say, like, are the great achievements that you've seen, like the smartphone and TikTok?
Technology's come a long way. AI.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
You know, this woman was alive, and women weren't allowed to vote.
Like, I know. Well, somebody said she was born... You know, if you think about it, she was born before the First World War even broke out.
Yes.
So what must she think of the world? Like, you know, you're raised as a kid. You're like, oh, this is great. Look at this. Kumbaya. And then all of a sudden, there's a world war. You're like, what the hell? And then there's another one.
Yeah, that's just it's pretty crazy.
It must blow her mind.
Meanwhile, again, you're like, AI.
Meanwhile, we are just born into a world where there are world wars, so we're just like, world war, here comes number three.
I'm like, we have a self-driving car. I don't know, airplanes are pretty cool.
But to her, she's like, what is this worth? Everything was great before this. Now look.
Yeah, it's
wild. Well,
yeah, and kudos to her for enduring to the end, and then
way to die.
Way to die.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, up next is Andrew Nemec, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec.
Cruton.
Yes.
Oregon's doing big Cruton things.
Are they?
Yeah, they got...
That's what happens when you're number one.
Yeah, I think the number one player in the country, the quarterback is... the number one quarterback is coming here on a visit in the next week or so.
Is he going to be on the show?
That I don't know.
Not tonight, I don't believe.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Hey, that's why we have Andrew Nemec.
Yeah. He'll tell you. I just keep, as you say, I don't watch recruiting. I keep an eye.
Does anybody watch recruiting?
Well, you know.
You mean like follow it?
Yeah. I keep an eye on it. I'm roughly aware of what's going on. I'm aware that there's a big deal quarterback that's intriguing Oregon, or I guess Oregon's intriguing him. And outside of that, I don't know what to tell you. He's a big kid, though.
Well, tune in for all the info.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
So you maybe talked about Jared Curtis, who is a five-star quarterback who is now interested in Oregon. But then there's also Jaren Sangopolitelli.
Ah, yes.
Who we did have on the show and is very high on Oregon and visiting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How much? We got a good Thursday night game. I'm going to go home and check this out.
Hey, it is a good game.
14-14.
Tied.
And by the way, I don't know if you've been watching any of it.
Yeah. I have it on my phone over here.
Yeah, that's what I was watching. Dude, Cooper Kupp, I know it's like he's coming back. Dude,
caught a tutty.
He does not look very good. He did catch the tutty. He three catches, 15 yards. He's a shell of himself. There's a reason why teams were passing on him.
Well, Stafford looks good.
Yeah. 14-14.
Darnold has a couple tutties.
Yeah,
good little ball game.
Darnold, 10 of 13, 112 yards, two touchdowns.
You know, the whole world was
to do it.
The whole world was betting on the Vikings.
Yeah.
But I was reading today that a lot of the sharps were on the Rams.
Taking the plucky Rams.
The plucky Rams. Short week.
Yeah, short week. And if you're going to get a quarterback that isn't going to be bothered, and this is what I said, so much of what Minnesota is doing, especially on the defense side of the ball, is Brian Flores and throwing all this different crap at you. And I wonder if... they got exposed a little bit by the Lions, who did what they wanted against them. And if there is going to be a quarterback that is not going to be bothered by all the flash and changing looks, it's Matthew Stafford, one of the smarter quarterbacks that's been around the block plenty of time. So just keep an eye and see if Minnesota's defense doesn't come back down to earth a little bit after these next couple of weeks.
All right, Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Our show will have Joey Harrington on tomorrow. Talk some NFL. Get you ready for the weekend. So be with us, won't you?
I will.
3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app